is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their website. We give it all away. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, again, freetalklive.com. So we're launching things off here tonight. Always have things to talk about, but I want to welcome our new listeners on KBZZ 1270 The Buzz in Reno, Nevada, coming on board here with Free Talk Live for the very first time tonight, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
You guys should be aware you're getting the show on a four-hour delayed basis. So you're hearing us a little bit late, but that's okay. It doesn't mean you can't participate in the show. Of course, obviously, by the time you hear the show tonight, she'll be completely over. So tomorrow night, you can try it out. And you
tomorrow
can,
afternoon.
Tomorrow. Well, no, for them, it's nighttime because they hear us afterwards.
Right. They hear us tomorrow night, but if they want to participate.
They're hearing us tonight.
Tonight.
Four hours later.
But if they want to participate, they'd have to call in tomorrow afternoon.
That's correct.
From 4 to 7.
From 4 to 7. So we're going to give the phone number out over and over again tonight. When you hear that number, jot it down, and then call in tomorrow afternoon with your issues, whatever it might be. Seriously. I know this is new, Free Talk Live. It's going to be different than what you're normally used to listening to on talk radio. Though the station I'm talking about, KBZZ, is actually kind of like a hot talker on AM. Mark, it's a little unusual.
So they don't do so much. Don't do so much politics. The more of the Howard Sterny kind of stuff?
They've got Man Cow in the morning. They've got Don and Mike. They've got Tom Likas. So I think we're following the Likas show.
Tommy Likas.
I used to listen to him a decade ago.
I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertaining guy. One of the worst pukers in the industry, but an entertaining show nonetheless.
I haven't listened to him in a couple of years, a few years maybe. It hasn't been on locally anywhere for me to listen to, but I do like his show.
It is definitely good stuff. So we're here for you. And I think the show we're replacing was a political show. And, in fact, I did a little digging around, and I found out who this guy was. The show that was on before BZZ took Free Talk Live was called John London's Inferno. And apparently, he's a jerk.
Really?
This is the guy who you might have heard back in 2006. There was a radio host out in California at the time who had threatened the life of Penn Jillette.
Why?
The comedian, the magician from Penn & Teller, Penn Jillette.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Penn Jillette was hosting his own radio show at the time, and they were both on the same free FM network.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he said something that this London guy didn't like, and London got on the air. I guess he didn't threaten Penn's life. What he did was he offered his listeners $5,000 to kill Penn Jillette.
That's an awful thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he said he would throw in $2,000 more if he suffered.
Gosh.
So he got fired from that gig, okay? And then apparently, not long after he got fired, he was picked up for syndication. So he got his syndication gig in October of 2006. He didn't even last a year and a half in syndication. He's gone. He's done. His syndicated deal is over. His syndicator apparently just sort of unceremoniously cut him off like a week or two ago. They just...
So he got away with threatening the life of Penn Jillette?
I'm not sure. Apparently he sued Penn Jillette and CBS Radio for terminating his contract.
Hmm.
Anyway, so his syndicator just knocked him out the door last week or something, and so here we are on KBZZ. Welcome aboard.
Well, I can't say I feel too badly for that guy. If what you say is true, I haven't paid any attention to it all.
We are going to talk about issues. That much is for sure. It's not going to be anything like the London's Inferno show or anything.
I don't know what his show is like, but I do know what this one's like. we talk about issues. People call in about different things that are bothering them in the news and their personal lives sometimes.
Yeah, it can be all over the map. And when it comes to the issues, you're going to hear a perspective that you're probably not used to hearing in talk radio.
A perspective that's likely to stick you to the ceiling.
Well, you might agree with us on a number of things, but eventually we're probably going to piss you off.
There's a percentage of people out there that will say, I can't believe that there are people out there that think like I do. But we're pretty much pro-liberty on every issue that comes in front of us. We look at things from the perspective that people can solve their own problems. They don't need the government involved. And when the government does get involved, it screws it up every single time, pays far too much money to solve problems, hurts people, ruins lives.
So we're excited to be with you guys out there in Reno. And, of course, you're joining all of our 32 other radio stations. So we've got 33 now, Mark. That's pretty good. 800-259-9231. Let's get into it, shall we? Let's go to the AMP line and talk to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. I haven't called in a couple weeks now.
Good to have you, Brad. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've finally caught up to the shows, and I've been listening to a lot of people calling in, and you guys have been talking about people video recording the police.
Yes.
And as a police officer, someone who's been doing it almost a decade now, I don't understand what other police officers' issue with this is. I mean, I could care less if I'm out in the public, if I have someone pulled over for, you know, speeding or running a stop sign, if someone was to walk up on the side of the road and video record me. I don't see what the problem is.
Now, I could understand an objection from a police officer if the person doing the recording was getting in physically in the way of the officer. You know,
right.
If you're trying to walk back to the car and he's standing in your way, up in your face with the camera.
Pointing cameras, doing some investigative reporting, sticking the camera all over
right.
the place.
I could understand that. But, yeah, most of the time when we look at these incidents and we've seen video after video of police harassing people with video cameras, most of the time they're off to the side. They're definitely not in the way. They make special effort in many cases to not be in the way of the police officer, and they have a stick up their butt or something like that. I don't really get it either, and I'm surprised that you haven't experienced any of that with some of your coworkers.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, I'm a public employee. If I'm out in the public, and as you gentlemen have said before, you know, in the case of a riot or something, there'll be many police officers standing there with video cameras, recording people to be used as evidence later. And I just don't understand why any officer would have a problem with being filmed. I mean,
I think it has something to do with the fact that you aren't a sadist and you don't have that mentality of, you know, you want to control the actions of everyone within a, you know, 25-foot radius of where you are.
Well, let me tell you a cool link I just found on the internet tonight. It's actually a program for Nokia smartphones, and it lets you stream video right from your cell phone live to the web.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. In fact, I just my friend just sent me the link tonight. It's www.qik.com.
Q-I-K. I am jotting that down as we speak because someone else sent me a link recently. There's a new phone out. I guess it's a Helio phone that you can take a video and then hit a button and upload it to YouTube. So I don't know if that's quite good enough in that if a cop confiscates your phone as you're recording, you probably are screwed. It's not going to make it to YouTube. But it seems like we're on the cusp of having a whole lot more of this live video technology coming out that's really going to help protect those people that are out there trying to record the police from these what could best be described as rogue cops. It's just that there are so many of them.
It is absolutely unconstitutional for the police to delete videos off a phone also.
Really?
It's personal property, and you can't just delete someone's personal property. I mean, it's...
But you can, because what are they going to... I mean, think about this. What evidence do you have that the video was there in the first place? You can't charge them with anything. You certainly can't bring them to court or take any action in that way, so they get away with it.
You know, I got recorded not long ago, you know, in the performance of doing my job, and I found out about it, you know, after the fact that the person had been recording me, and I was upset by it. Could I have, you know, forcefully taken the phone and deleted it? Yes, but that would be unconstitutional, and I'm not about to violate someone's rights simply because they recorded me.
But now, hold on, Brad. Isn't there a law in New Hampshire that says if you're being recorded, you have to be notified as a public official?
There is. The definition of oral communication is something that someone is not aware of. So if
I want to come back and talk about that if we can. Hang on. I'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. We're on with Brad the cop, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $789.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $813.86. 401.15 for half, $258 for quarter. That's $813.86. 401.15 and $258. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark Gard, who has all of a sudden magically appeared on the airwaves.
Teleportation.
He's running a little bit late. You know, these New Hampshire roads can be a little bit icy and cold and that sort of thing around this time of year. So good to have you with us, Gardner,
thanks,
as always.
Ian. Appreciate it.
So join us at freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. If you go to the website, you'll find out that it's free, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman is the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. And Peter Crist is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. Congressman Ron Paul has called for an end to federal drug raids. They all want to end the war on drugs. And they'll all be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And you can use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL to save 10%. We are going to be there broadcasting live, I think, for three shows as opposed to the two that we did last year. And I know, Gardner, you're going to be there as well. I don't know if you've nailed down a live broadcasting gig for your show.
Haven't been able to nail that down yet. I know that the guys are very interested over at the Liberty Forum, and I got to get my management to agree to it. Boy, what a great time that'll be.
It's so awesome being in the same hotel, in the same vicinity, with literally hundreds of like-minded people, people that are really serious about advancing liberty in our lifetimes. And it's really, if it's something you've never experienced before, then you really should experience it, because it's a special occasion.
Oh, people came from all over, Holland, California, everywhere.
Wasn't someone there from Russia last year?
Not sure. Possibly.
One of the former Soviet guys from like Norway, too.
Yeah.
So be there or else.
Or else we'll have fun without
government
you.
On you. Right, we'll have fun without you. 800-259-9231. In fact, I was curious. So we've got Brad, who is a law enforcement officer here in the state of New Hampshire, one of the good guys, somebody that gets freedom.
Thanks.
Brad, I'm curious. Are you going to be able to take time out of your schedule to attend any of the Liberty Forum?
In fact, I am, and I'm going to be there representing law enforcement against prohibition, and I recently found out I will have the honor of introducing Captain Peter Crist.
Oh, awesome.
Who is a very, very nice man and a very, very experienced law enforcement officer. And he's an excellent speaker, so I would encourage everyone to be there to listen to him speak. He's phenomenal.
Now, he's one of the founders of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as I understand it.
He is indeed. He was one of the originals with Lieutenant Jack Cole from the New Jersey State Police.
Jack Cole, who was there last year, and I'm actually glad they're changing it up this time. Not that I have anything against Jack Cole. He's a great, nice guy. It's just I've heard the Jack Cole speech at least twice now, so it'd be good to have something fresh.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. I'm looking forward to being there. I actually, 2 weeks ago, I was down at the Drug Policy Alliance meeting, and two great Free State Project activists, Philip Allen and Matt Simon, were down there representing the Free State Project and the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, and it was an excellent time down in New Orleans, except I got food poisoning. That wasn't so excellent.
So we were talking a few moments ago about recording the cops, and you were expressing just disbelief as to why so many police officers have such an attitude when someone shows up on the scene with a camera and starts recording. Or, heck, even in many cases, a still camera will tick off a police officer, let alone video camera. We're just touching on an issue that here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure in many other states, there are laws that that specify that you can't audio record someone without their knowledge. And you were going to say something about that, but we ran out of time. So what were your thoughts there?
Keep in mind, I'm not an attorney, but as far as New Hampshire's law goes, New Hampshire defines an oral communication, and I'm going to read this verbatim. It means any oral communication uttered by a person exhibiting an expectation that such communication is not subject to interception under circumstances justifying such expectation. So, in other words,
yes. Translation, please.
Translation. If I walk up to you, Ian, and I'm like, "Hey, Ian, you're being recorded," you no longer have an expectation that it's not going to be intercepted by by my tape recorder, and. You know, my opinion, and again, I'm not a lawyer, if someone came up to me and they said, "Officer, you're being recorded," I don't think I have any right to tell them, "Shut it off," you know, because they've told me that I'm being recorded, so I'm on notice. And furthermore, I don't care if I'm recorded, because it doesn't matter.
That's what I'd always thought, and there have been debates about this issue, and I'd always thought that as long as you notify the person that you're recording them, that's all you need to do. You don't need to get their consent. You just have to let them know, hey, you're being recorded. If you don't like it, go away.
Exactly, and if listeners were to go to the Ridley Report, Dave Ridley actually is a perfect example of this. Before, you know, whenever he encounters law enforcement or other people, he always, you know, he always warns them just so you know you're being recorded, you know.
Yeah.
It takes about 2 seconds to say that, and if someone has a problem with it, they can just not talk to you, you know?
Exactly.
It's very simple.
Hey, I think we got a call here for you, Brad, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Sam in Texas, who has actually had a recent run-in trying to record the police that I think he may want to ask you something about. Sam, you're on with Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling in about this. And I think, you know, if we had a lot more police officers like you, America would be a much better place to live in.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
So my question is exactly what you guys are talking about. Here in Texas, if one party is aware that the conversation or whatever is being recorded, I don't have to inform the other parties. And that enables a lot of different activism and things that I do that I think would have a different, completely different outcome if the other person was aware of it. So is there a valid justification for this kind of a law in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, and I'll say for the third time, I'm not a lawyer. New Hampshire, in our laws and in our Constitution, we have some of the best privacy protections in all of the United States. And I think the thought behind this is just to protect privacy. I mean, I don't know exactly what the justification behind it would be, but I would say that if someone is, you know, a paid government employee while you know, on the clock, so to speak, you know, your expectation of privacy is minimal.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's the second part of my question. Would you be in favor of an exception for any government-related employees?
Me personally?
Yes. As a police officer, are there any situations that you would encounter where you can stand up and say, you know, we need this? Because I look at it and all I see is it keeps them from showing up and being recorded as being incompetent or possibly breaking the law,
neither of which
is behavior we need to protect.
The thing that I like to keep in mind is I like to behave as if all the time, as if, you know, my bosses were sitting on my shoulder, or if
sure.
I was being recorded. You know, and I always try my best to be professional. And if law enforcement officers are being professional and doing their job, what really do they have to be afraid of?
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean,
that law definitely needs to be changed. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think that you'll find similar laws throughout the country. Certainly, this is one of the worst ones up here in New Hampshire. Sam, thanks for the call, dude. And Brad, as always, thanks for the expertise. Looking forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum, my friend.
You're right, Brad.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Of course, Mark tells me off the air that Brad's looking for a new job. So what happens? It's always the same story. The good cops, they always end up quitting the system, and the bad guys run roughshod over everything. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us and get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the list, that's updates.freetalklive.com. To get there, it's free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org.
You know, Ian, just wanted to mention, yeah, it's so great to be in touch with a guy like Brad, and you know, to know that there are
Brad
people like that. Oh yeah, there are people like that in the movement, in the freedom movement. There aren't enough of them, but yes, they
are out there.
Yeah, and if people have never come to New Hampshire, you know, we were talking about the Liberty Forum. If they've never come to New Hampshire, just bumping into a guy like him, boom, you meet him and you say, wow, man, you're a kindred spirit. And I can't wait for more of those people to be like that and come to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's continue here with the phone calls and go across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey. I've got a question for Gardner.
Hey, Ziggy.
Yeah, first of all, big respect. I've seen your website, so I know you're a fan of The Prisoner.
You got it,
brother. and I recommend any libertarian see that series.
Yeah, especially the last two episodes. There are their anarchist approaches to everything. The last two, they're just genius, genius, Ziggy.
Gardner's website is, by the way, for those that are uninitiated, libertyconspiracy.com, and he hosts his own radio show 5 days a week, so you can grab that up there for free, of course, libertyconspiracy.com. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, also, Gardner, you were a script editor on Star Trek, weren't you not?
I was what they call a Writers Guild Fellow. I worked with the script department, but I wasn't a script editor per se. I did a lot of things like when we would have story break sessions, I'd be the guy at the board who had to write everything down, and then I'd recite it to the, and so on. And so
you're
on,
also,
things like
you're
that.
Also remember the Libertarian Party, isn't that right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I've always felt, I mean, I'm no Trekkie, and you'll hear why. I've always felt that Star Trek smacks of fascism.
Did it originally have some communist overtones back in the day?
Well, you know,
I actually think fascist, it really did smack of the Third Reich, that it's a military force protecting something which approaches a utopian.
Ziggy, I can't even tell you how amazing it is to hear that. A guy, I wonder how many other people have observed that. You're obviously a keen observer of libertarian themes in entertainment, and I just want to say, before I forget, please remember the era when Philip Hinchcliffe produced Doctor Who, and they actually said in the Android Invasion that the Doctor has a long association with libertarian causes. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, also there's a specific Doctor Who adventure called The Sun...
The Sunmakers.
Yeah, that's right, which really has strong libertarian overtones.
Yes, yes, your globosity. Absolutely. I'm quoting Dork. I think the Dork quotient is a little too high right now.
All right, Ziggy, just to get to your question, and thank you so much, buddy. And by the way, do you play guitar? Because I don't know if you play with the Spiders from Mars. But
but I was going to mention, I've also heard of Danko Jones.
Yes! Yes!
If memory serves me right, aren't they just guitar and drums?
What's that?
If memory serves me right, aren't they like the White Stripes, just guitar and drums?
There are actually three. It's guitar, bass, and drums. Yeah, but that's it. And they put a sound out. Yet you can't even believe it's just three guys.
Yeah,
you need to do Gardner.
You
need to do like a punk music show.
Yeah.
I'd recommend Dead Boy and the Elephant Men to you.
Oh, very good.
Why don't you guys trade email addresses?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Keep going
exactly. You got to email me through the Liberty Conspiracy. It's gman@libertyconspiracy.com. All right, Ziggy, here's the deal.
Oh, that's a nice new email address. I like
that. Yeah, I like that. Or, yeah, and you can also do my other one. It's ELGGRAND.
See, that one's bad.
At MSN.com. Yeah, that's
good.
A difficult one. I don't always get the Liberty Conspiracy ones. But, Ziggy, you know, your point about Star Trek is excellent. In fact, the History Channel just had a documentary yesterday about Star Trek and all the scientific breakthroughs it showed and its imagination. But the fascinating thing was, when I got to Star Trek, your point is right on the money. It's a combination of fascism and communism, and here's where the communist side comes in. I was
kind of like the American government?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. In fact, I have an essay in my book. It's called Science Fiction versus Science Fantasy. And Star Trek is a science fantasy. And the reason it is because there's no possible way that Star Trek could ever work based on its human relations. The Federation, as Gene Roddenberry imagined it, I learned from Jerry Taylor when I was pitching a story to her. The Federation, he said, would no longer need money. The Federation would move beyond money, that human beings, and I thought to myself, well, that's crazy, because...
Yeah, and look at the way they portray capitalism in Star Trek with the Ferengi.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, you hit it exactly. That's fascinating. Now the Ferengi were more Ira Bear's program on Deep Space Nine, but they were a little bit in Next Generation, and Ira Bear is a hardcore left-winger. He's a nice guy. He's a really good guy. He's into punk rock, but he's a real lefty. And so what I found out was, I went to pitch a story to Jerry Taylor, and I said, okay, Jerry, here's this idea, sort of like a Sting thing with this money thing. She goes, oh, no, we can't have money in the show. I said, what? And she says, no, Gene stipulated before he died that there would be no money in Star Trek, which is weird, because there have been episodes like Trouble with Tribbles where they use money, but there's some sort of a credit system. So, Ziggy, you're right on the money, and the structure of the Federation is a sort of UN-based fascist, they would never admit to this, but fascist-type military society.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. Also,
I was going to say to Ian and Mark, I agree with you that the free market is the best economic system.
Indeed, sir.
But I said that I agree with you about the free market.
Indeed. Go ahead.
But what about when it makes silly choices, such as Betamax over VHS.
Well, now, wait a minute. VHS was chosen over Beta. I don't know if it was backwards in the UK.
No, it's VHS here. It's VHS around the world. But Betamax was the better quality.
Well, certainly, Betamax was the better quality, and in that case, consumers ruled. I mean, the consumers decided what they wanted. Now, couldn't you only put 90 minutes? Oh, hold on. Now, couldn't you only put 90 minutes on Betamax, though?
Yes, that's right. It was a shorter.
Such a long time ago.
So yeah. I think that was one of the major negatives of Betamax.
There's been some writings about that, like QWERTY versus the other version of typewriters and the Betamax VHS debate, Ziggy. And I'm not sure if you look maybe on the FEE.org website or maybe Von Mises, maybe Independent Institute, maybe Reason Magazine. There have been some pretty neat libertarian thoughts about that, about maybe I've read it in Liberty Magazine about how a lot of people think that the worst format got through, but actually there were some advantages that they don't think about. But that's a great thought.
You know, and I don't know what the I was just probably at that time, you know, 2 years old or something, so I didn't really have I don't have a lot of real insight into this, but I have done some level of you know, looking back and looking at that you know, that competition in the marketplace, and clearly JVC, the creators of VHS, they must have had something going on right. I mean, beyond the fact that they could hold more hold more video on their tapes, and that was an important factor in that, you know, you're manufacturing a video cassette that you're going to cost, it's going to cost twice as much to put a movie out if you have to use two videotapes instead of one. And so I'm sure costs were a factor, and they must have just done a better job marketing it. So whoever, I think it was Sony that created Betamax, you know, they just lost. I mean, that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I also had a round with a mate once about the Ramones, and he said to me, I said to him, look, they've sold more records and played to more people than you ever have. And he simply turned around and said, well, if you think that, then you think that anything which is on top of the charts, any manufactured rubbish, is better than anything which doesn't sell.
Mm.
He's right. No, I also would like to point out that there was always an alternative to VHS, and it was the Laserdisc. And the Laserdisc had a long and happy, successful life. It never came close to VHS's popularity, but it was out there, and it had twice the picture quality of VHS. The quality was, it was near DVD quality back in, you know, the early 80s, and it went all the way up through the late 90s.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there were options out there in the marketplace, and to suggest that it was market failure, no, it wasn't. It was what the market wanted. Clearly, the market decided on that one, and now there's a new war going on, Blu-ray versus HD DVD, and we will see who the winner is there. It looks like Blu-ray, I think, is probably going to come out on top, even though HD DVD is cheaper. Hey, thanks for the call, Ziggy. Good conversation.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. If you want to weigh in on the Blu-ray thing, you're welcome to do that, or talk to us about VHS. Whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. You like the show, you want to help support us, and at the same time, support the Ron Paul candidacy for president? Well, we've got a little sale going on, or a little promotional deal going on right now at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. And you'll see all the details right there. But in a nutshell, you know we offer a variety of Free Talk Live-related products there for you. Everything from T-shirts to hats to hoodies. We've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets. We wanted to sweeten the deal for you. We wanted to make an offer. And that is that if you purchase one Free Talk Live T-shirt, you can add anything else to the cart that you want. But as long as you have a Free Talk Live T-shirt in your cart, and that also includes the Free Marketeer T-shirt as well, Free Talk Live will contribute $10 to the Ron Paul campaign for president.
Sweet.
So, just an extra incentive to get you to buy some Free Talk Live gear this time of year. It's going from now through the end of the year. So that's your time window that you have to take advantage of this deal. It's basically like getting free shipping. It's like, you know, having Free Talk Live absorb the cost of shipping and take that money and send it over to the Ron Paul campaign. So great way to get some great Free Talk Live stuff. Oh, by the way, the ladies T-shirt, we wanted to make it $10, but we just couldn't afford that much. So if you do a ladies tee, we'll send $5 to the Ron Paul campaign. So,
and the ladies look so good in those T-shirts.
They really do.
Oh,
so
good-looking shirts.
Head over to store.freetalklive.com to take advantage of that. And speaking of Ron Paul, we go to Bill Westmiller in California. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Bill Westmiller, California.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hey,
Bill.
Hey. There I am. I'm very upset that you replaced Inferno down in Phoenix there.
As I sent out in my industry email today to the program directors around the country, John London's Inferno has been extinguished.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and it's actually interesting because our station in Michigan City is also replacing John London's Inferno with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
We're on an experimental basis with WIMS in Michigan City right now. Yep. And so basically we've taken 50% of his affiliates.
Burning up the airwaves.
It's pretty nice. So what's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Pardon me?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had written a little article on the Ron Paul fundraising event yesterday, and I'm sure everybody's well aware that they broke all of the records for a single day of fundraising.
Yeah.
Among all the Democrats, all the Republicans, forever and ever. Well,
I don't know if everybody is aware of it because it's not being reported very well in the pop media.
Right. We hadn't gotten a chance to talk about it yet tonight, so I'm glad you called in because we were going to cover it. Gives us an excuse.
Because I hear that there's records in different. I'm not really clear on what the records are, who had them, and how much they were, and all that stuff.
So, wasn't the old record 5.7 million John Kerry in 2004?
Well, yes and no. Mm-hmm. It depends upon how you count the money. He took in 2.7 million. Online on that day.
Mm-hmm.
On the same day, he entered into his FEC reports an additional $3 million in contributions, which may or may not have arrived or been sent or received on that particular day.
Okay.
So adding those two together, the theoretic, you know, based upon what you can determine, record was $5.7 million, and that was beaten. Exactly the same thing happened with Hillary Clinton. On June 30th, which happened to be the last day of the quarter, you know, her staff sat down and they entered in all the checks they'd been receiving for the past 2 weeks
right.
on that one day, that last day that they had to get them in.
Yeah.
And she had a $6.2 million total on the FEC reports for June 30th.
Oh, I see.
So it was the last day of the quarter, and they just took all the remaining donations and entered them in at that time.
Mm-hmm. So as far as internet contributions, though, Ron Paul definitely has the record.
Well, the thing was that on the internet, he raised $5.92 million, which beats Kerry's record. But on that same day, on Sunday, they brought in staff to go through the mail from the previous Friday and Saturday and Sunday and entered that in for the same day. So on the same criteria as for Kerry and Clinton, he actually had $6.32 million that was received and recorded on Sunday.
So what did Clinton beat both of them? What was Clinton's total?
6.2.
6.2. So, wow. So, now, what about adjusting for inflation, Bill? Has anyone gone back into the 1970s and really taken a look?
I don't think anybody has done a CPI adjustment on the number.
Yeah, right.
But that
nonetheless,
was
an amazing amazing day in American political history yesterday. Again, this was the Ron Paul money bomb, the second one, mind you. Ron Paul's two-day take is pretty tremendous because back in on November 5th, on Guy Fawkes Day, was the first money bomb where they raised $4.3 million in a 24-hour period. Now they've done $6.3 million in a 24-hour period. I mean, you're over $10 million in 48 hours there.
That's true. That's true. He's also likely to break the standing records for the quarter. At the current rate, with the two money bombs included, he could easily break $21 million for this quarter.
He's over 18
months.
Now. I looked earlier
over
today.
Now. And he could very easily hit 21. If he does that, he has more contributions received than Hillary Clinton.
And that's just for this year. That's not all-time or anything like that?
I don't know what the all-time record is. I think it was a George Bush thing back in 2000 where he
wrote himself a check.
In one quarter raised $50 or $60 million,
gosh,
something like that.
Now, wait, you said number of contributions more than Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, I think it was, over 50,000 individuals contributing yesterday?
Yeah.
I think it was like 55. I'm not sure what the exact number was. Do you
know
that?
One of them.
Yeah, I do. It was 57,668.
Now, isn't that up about 20,000 from last time? Wasn't it around 35 or 37 last time?
Yeah, 38 last time. And this the interesting thing is that this 57,000 includes, I think the number is 23,000 new contributors, people who had never donated to the campaign before.
Wow. Now, that's tremendous growth. I mean, that's amazing.
It is tremendous growth, and it shows that the Ron Paul message is spreading. I mean, he's trending upwards in the polls right now, and besides Huckabee, the rest of them are trending down.
Well, the other thing he's trending upwards in is the actual amount of money coming in. And they pointed out, I think, I don't know where, maybe it was LouRockwell.com, but somebody pointed out that historically, contributions, political contributions, usually get worse over all the quarters. Like, they, you know, these big candidates, they load up the cash in the first quarter, and then not so much the second quarter, and not so much the third quarter, and even less the fourth quarter. Mm. But we've seen the exact opposite from Ron Paul. It's just a teeny bit the first quarter, second quarter a lot more, second quarter, you know, third quarter even more, and now it's just, I mean, throughout the gates. I mean, it's incredible the growth that he's been experiencing. Would you say that's accurate, Bill?
Oh, it's perfectly accurate. As a matter of fact, last quarter, Ron Paul was the only one among all the candidates who increased the amount of their contributions for the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the third quarter.
So we're thinking that that come the end of this quarter, this fourth quarter, that when all of the candidates have their reports turned in, odds are good at this point that Ron Paul may have out-earned every single one, at least of all the Republican candidates. Isn't that the case?
That's the case. Here's the downside. Because of this Ron Paul bomb and because he's breaking records, none of the other candidates are reporting any of their contribution totals. They crawled into the wall.
Right. So it's not likely to be as big of news because they're not doing the reporting.
Well, no, they're going to have to report eventually.
It's an embarrassment to them. That's the whole key.
Well,
but
Bill, when you say that, you mean they're not reporting it right now, but come the end of the quarter, they have to turn it in.
They have to turn it in to the FCC January 1st. Well, not January 1st. Actually, they have a full week, so they can wait until January 7th to turn it in.
Oh, wow.
The FEC takes anywhere from 3 to 5 days to put the information into their system, so that means that you won't know what the fundraising totals are for the other candidates.
Until after the New Hampshire primary.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
That's fascinating.
And it doesn't seem like there's been as big of a splash this time around in the media so far, at least from what I've seen. I mean, he's gotten some coverage, but it seemed like he got more last time. Would you say that's the case?
Yes and no. There's no way the media can do a report and show a rolling odometer. There's no video for the major media to report it. So they've got to have something else that they can put in the background with their live reporter because there's no appeal. So I'm sure, you know, at 6 o'clock this morning, all the major broadcast media said, find some video. Get that local station that went to the Boston Tea Party. Let's get something from them. We'll put it on the green screen and we'll pretend that it's
You know, I actually have seen, I think it was CNN, they actually have like an internet reporter standing next to a plasma monitor with the Ron Paul website behind her and the actual odometer just rolling up numbers, which
CNN did have about an hour ago a fairly comprehensive report, a couple of minutes on the fundraising and got all the facts correct.
Very good. Good. Bill Westmiller, we are out of time for this hour, my friend, but thank you for the update.
Super.
Good hearing from you, sir. And he's got a blog, doesn't he, Mark?
It's westcoastviews@nolanchart.com.
Also, you need to do that.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Coming up, The Naked Rambler. We continue the story. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.